will be Manning. Back to throw. Across the middle. Pass complete. Ball down at the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. What did he do? All he did was score. Joey Kent. Touchdown on play number one.
The legendary voice of John Ward, voice of the Vols. And we have the legendary wide receiver, Joey Kent, on the line with us. Joey, thanks so much for the time, man. Hope you're well.
I am, guys. How are you guys doing?
We are excellent. Excellent. Good to hear from you. And that 95 game in Birmingham, breaking that 9-game losing streak to the Crimson Tide by winning 41-14, and John Ward's call, what did he do? All he did was score. How many times? Let me ask you this. Do you remember the first time you heard that call?
Yeah, I heard it the next day. I got, you know, I was listening to the playback on, you know, they do the TV version the next day, and that's when I heard the call for the first time. It's funny, you know, you hear people come up all the time and say, you know, they were at the game, but more than half the people say, you know, they weren't at the game and they were listening to this playback this call of John Ward, and I get all type of stories that people were at weddings and they jumped up and down and got elbowed by their wife, or they were just in different situations where, you know, it was just really unexpected. You know, who thinks that, you know, that you're going to score on the first play of the game against Alabama, against your rival? But that call is very, very special to me.
I said right before you came on that when I think of my favorite calls from John Ward, I often think of that call. I'm guessing if I think of that call first, you certainly do.
The funny thing about that, so Wednesday night I was in Louisville for a meeting and I was at dinner and I get a text from Peyton, and he texted me that audio of the call. And so I listened to it, and it's kind of weird, but Peyton kind of sends this crazy stuff here and there, so I didn't really think anything of it. And then like 30 or 45 minutes later, I just jumped on Twitter just to kind of see what was going on, and that's when I saw the news of his passing. And it just kind of took me back, you know, it changed the whole mood of my dinner, because I knew what type of giant he is when he comes to the University of Tennessee and what he means to the university.
Joey Kent with us on the Midday 180. When you make a play like that, when you're in the moment or after the game, when you're headed back to the airport or wherever on a road trip, do you wonder yourself, I wonder what John Ward said about this play?
You know, during that time, it was really surreal, because, you know, at that time we haven't been those guys in a long time. So I was just really celebrating with my coaches and teammates. And just, you know, I dreamed about that night. I dreamed about that night. You know, we talked about this on the Tennessee Tailgate Show about how it would feel to beat Alabama. And to actually have a role in doing that, it was just a surreal feeling. And then, like you said, the next day I heard the call. And I've been hearing that call ever since, man. And it's just, I'm just happy to be a part of his legacy, his history. You know, he got it. He called every game of my career. So there are several other calls that I really enjoy of his. And I know a lot of Tennessee fans have other calls, and he did such a great job on calling basketball games too. And I think a lot of people forget about that, that's not brought up enough, in my opinion, because he was excellent on calling basketball games too. But I think for the most part, his calls in football will stand the test of time. He's one of the best to ever do it. You know, you think about like the Mount Rushmore of Tennessee athletics, and you think about General Nayland, and you think about Pat Summitt, Reggie White, Peyton Manning. Those were the people who not only were Tennessee greats, were all-time greats, were the best to ever do it, period. You can put his name on the list as far as the Tennessee Mount Rushmore for Tennessee athletics, in my opinion.
Yeah, no question. We had Doug Matthews on yesterday, and he made the point. He's like, look, you can travel the state, and a lot of people of that era didn't actually go to games in Knoxville. They just listened to the games through the voice of John Ward. And when you would travel the state in recruiting and different things, people would talk about Philip Fulmer and Peyton Manning, and prior to that era, talk about the big stars of that day, of that year. But everyone wanted to talk about John Ward.
It's funny. I remember when we used to travel for games in the hotel, obviously the Vol Network stayed in the same hotel as we did. And of course, you know, you have fans that show up for the, you know, at the hotel and get autographs. But he would have a crowd around him as big as some of the players, as big as some of the biggest stars on the team. That's what he meant to the program. That's the legacy he's going to leave behind. Like you said, it's before times when Tennessee were on TV every day or every Saturday. And all you had was his voice, and he created pictures with his voice, and he has some iconic calls that just brings you to that moment. And we use, you know, on the Tennessee Tailgate Show, Jonathan and I, we use these calls every week.
Every week, yeah.
And what it does, it just brings those, you know, those memories back into life. And it's almost like it takes you back in time, like, where were you when you heard this call? And that's what makes, you know, those calls so special, because you're able to reminisce and think back, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, or where you were, or what you were doing, and how that call made you feel. And that's what makes those calls so special. And we use them every week just because of that.
Did you grow up in Huntsville?
I did.
Are you familiar with him at all as a guy from out of state as you were coming in, or do you learn about him only when you get there?
I knew of him. I did not know how impactful he was to the University of Tennessee. Obviously, growing up in Huntsville, all you knew of was Alabama and Auburn football. And that was the talk, and you knew everything about those two programs. But as soon as I got to Knoxville, that quickly changed, and his impact and how nice he was to me personally, too. I remember meeting him as a freshman. He just kind of not interviewing me. He would just ask me questions about me and my family. And every time I had an interaction with him, after that, it was just him being such a nice quality human being, and him being so, he was just happy to be around the team and gain knowledge. And he was such a professional at what he did. And that's what made him so great.
For some reason, this story is sticking in my head, and I wanted to see, this is not a John Ward, this is something else. I wanted to see if you remember it. Les Steckel told me, so he was the offensive coordinator when you came into the league. He was the offensive coordinator for the Titans Super Bowl team and left after that. He and went on to be head of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Sure.
So leading into the draft where you were selected, his son, and I don't know how many sons he had, but it might have been Luke, who is now a Titans assistant. Never have thought of this could be that. Told him, you know, he was into the draft, he's all about college football, and he really liked your game from Tennessee. And he was telling his dad, you guys need to draft Joey Kent. You guys need to draft Joey Kent. And so Les told me that when it came time for them to make the pick and they decided on you, he called his son and made it like his son was of influence in this. Hey, we're about to take Joey Kent, like you told us. Did you know that story?
This is my first time hearing about that story, but I think I need to buy him a beer. No, that's the first time I ever heard that story, and I actually saw Les. I was at a Titans game last year. We got a chance to catch up a little bit. But yeah, that's the first time hearing that story.
Next time see Luke or Les, we have to revisit that.
Joey, thank you so much, man. It's great catching up with you.
All right, guys. Go Balls.
Joey Kent has been our guest.
I don't know how old that son would have been at that time, but can you imagine your dad calling you and actually letting you feel like you were of influence, and then watching it on TV and being like, oh, my God, I just
right? I just made this
pick. I
think
pick. That's how Les played it. You know, why wouldn't you? I would totally do that.
The pressure's on.
Yeah.